Chapter 10. Wallace is defeated. The success at Stirling Bridge brought hope to the Scots. Wallace and Murray were appointed joint guardians of Scotland. For Wallace, this was a great honour. He had been knighted around this time, but he did not have the high status of the great lords and landowners. This made it difficult for him to be accepted by many of the noble families. However, he and Murray did govern Scotland with the help of the church and some of the nobles. Unfortunately, Andrew Murray died a few months after the Battle of Stirling Bridge, and Wallace became Scotland's only guardian. Edward I's hatred of the Scots, and of Wallace in particular, grew. He gathered a huge army of 4,000 cavalry and 25,000 foot soldiers, including conscripts from Wales. In 1298, the Scots and English armies met at Falkirk. The archers in the English army poured arrows into the tightly packed, slow-moving Shiltrums. The Scots were defeated. Wallace escaped, forced to flee by his supporters. He gave up the guardianship but kept on organising resistance to the English. Many of the lords who had fought under Wallace paid homage to Edward. John Comyn, nephew of Baliol, and Robert Bruce, grandson of Bruce the Competitor, were among these. Between 1298 and 1304, Edward brought armies to Scotland to show his strength. He besieged castles still held by the Scots. He even refused to accept the surrender of Stirling Castle until his latest siege engine, Warwolf, was given a day to show what damage it could do. Wallace stayed loyal to King John. It is likely he was sent on special missions abroad. In spite of all Edward's power, he was not captured until 1305. He was sent to London to stand trial for treason and was treated as an outlaw. Wallace did not see how he could be charged with treason as his country was at war with England and he had never paid homage to Edward. Nevertheless, he was found guilty. He was dragged through the streets, hanged, taken down alive, tortured, beheaded, and his body cut into four. The pieces were sent back to Scotland to try to frighten the people.